Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
I love looking for the Latin roots of words. It always adds a depth and richness to my understanding. Did you know that the word science comes from the Latin scio, which means I know? In some ways, this is not very helpful. After all, any branch of study helps us to know, right? Literature and history helps us to know people. Geography helps us to know places. Latin helps us to know language. When applied to science, this idea of knowing refers to a spirit of inquiry. What is the purpose of this kind of knowledge? I would like to suggest that scientific knowledge is for worship. When you consider the infinitely large size of the cosmos, which is peopled with planets and stars, you are seeing the mind of God. When you consider the infinitely tiny parts of the atom, you are seeing the mind of God. When you learn about the spectrum of visible light, you have gained a deeper reverence for the covenant God made with Noah after the flood. When you study astronomy, you can read David's psalm with new meaning. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have a dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Science helps us to know God through his creation and to understand our place in it. Most importantly, science gives us many reasons to pour forth worship.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history, from Aristotle and Augustine to Shakespeare and C.S. Lewis. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com.